This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Joining us now, normally we do this on a Friday, but considering there's three games today, there's a game on Friday, we figured we would do, or three games tomorrow, I should say, and a game on Friday, we figured we'd do it today. Joe Bartel, fantasy football for RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. If y'all want to ask him any questions, lineups, trades, whatever, Nicolay Law, fan, talk, and text. You can text too if you'd like. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Joe, how are we? Thanksgiving plans, what do you got?
Oh, not too much. I'm doing well, and I'm going to have to send you a message as I'm driving back from Lambeau, hopefully after a Packer win, because my dad and I will be going to that game.
Nice.
Last time the Packers played on Thanksgiving and hosted Lambeau, I'm sure you remember, I'm not sure the audience does, I think that was the Brett Favre ring ceremony game, where
yep.
he was part of the Ring of Honor. Yep. Lost to the Bears. Rainy game.
Yep.
I very vividly remember that, and both my dad and I remember that, sitting there being very sad. So hopefully a different scenario for the Dolphins come Thursday night.
I want to get into the Buccaneers first when we start talking about different people. I think one of the guys that would be considered a steal this year, probably in free agency, I'm not sure anybody drafted him, has to be Bucky Irving, the running back for Tampa Bay at this point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I thought you were going to go Baker Mayfield, and you could argue that both are the correct answer. The Buccaneers' offense has been fantastic, and I'll give a lot of credit to, I think, Baker and really the organization right now, because I thought for sure Ryan Callahan, offensive coordinator for the Bucs last year, now head coach of the Titans, well, that was the reason why Baker turned into a one-hit wonder, and surely the Buccaneers' offense won't look nearly as good. And, well, certainly after Chris Godwin and Mike Evans go down, then they're not going to look nearly as good. And Baker's been fantastic. They made Cade Otton a thing for a certain period of time. Jalen McMillan's been great, but you're right. And I think this is kind of the emphasis for the Buccaneers offense. That's not just Rashad White, who technically is listed as their starter, but Bucky Irving, who I think rest of season schedule looks to be fantastic. Now, if you have a late, late trade deadline for fantasy, you could obviously go ahead and acquire Bucky Irving. But what's realistically going to happen is the Buccaneers, whose final six games, I would imagine, are going to be favored by a touchdown or close to that. They have a bunch of Panthers and Saints games, for example. You're going to see Rashad White and Bucky Irving both have top 24 utility from a fantasy running back spot. And Bucky's been perfect, especially in full point PPR, because he's also the pass catcher of that group. It's ironic, when Tom Brady was there, it was Rashad White that was doing a bit more pass catching, but Bucky Irving has just taken over as that role. And it's a reminder to folks that just because somebody runs a low, or I guess slow 40 time, it does not mean they're a bad running back. We saw it now 2 years ago with Kyron Williams, been fantastic for the Rams. And Bucky Irving was like a 4.6 40-yard dash, and people kind of dismissed him just off of that. He's a really good player, and sometimes really good players in college, especially playing at big levels, can just translate it to the right systems who are identifying those players. So I think Bucky Irving, great call. He probably is one of the better values of draft year this season.
All right, let's talk about a guy that might be worthy of a play this week, and he's been on and off again. I think in deeper leagues, you're probably playing him. Rico Dowdell for the Cowboys this week makes a lot of sense because the Giants aren't very good at stopping anything, if we're being honest.
Yeah, appreciate the NFL for really leaning into this being the snooze game, the food coma game, because it's the Giants.
Awful.
Cowboys coming right after the Bears and Lions. And maybe the Bears-Lions game will be interesting, too, but at least you're like typically dialed in. The noon football start, but also football and food schedule coincide. You can kind of watch and pay attention a little bit.
I'm turning on. When that game starts, I told Charlie, I'm turning Home Alone on where we're at. I'm not watching that game.
You know, that's a perfect idea. Or I always say it's when the NFL schedules bad Thursday games, they're looking out for the couples or spouses out there that are needing to dedicate more time to their significant others, and that's why they put together bad games. In this case, it's the NFL saying, oh, you know what, don't worry, guys. You can interact with your family, and it's totally fine. In my case, I think we'll be driving to Lambeau, so I can also tune out effectively or listen to some of the wonderful stations that you can have the pregame coverage. I would imagine you guys, too.
No, we don't do pregame yet. Next year, maybe.
There we go. I like the yet. You can always throw me in there. I'll be happy to partake in that, the pregame stuff for that yet next year. But, yeah, I agree. Rico Dowdell, to your question itself, I don't know. The Cowboys offense is bad, obviously, with Cooper Rush as opposed to Dak Prescott. But they're not Will Levis bad. They're not, I think, at times the Giants bad. Now, DeVito not playing actually is a win. I think Drew Lock is just unquestionably the better guy. And it felt so transparently tanking to play DeVito over Drew Lock that I was kind of disgusted about the whole situation.
That was a PR move. That wasn't even tanking. They wanted a reason for these Giants fans to get excited about something and get off their back about Saquon Barkley throwing up 300 yards.
Well, that, yes, you're 100% right. So this happens in all sports, and we could just kind of expand on it a bit further, but whether it be the NBA doing dumb things like that or college sports in particular, you and I think the listening audience, were relatively educated sports fans, and the number one thing that pisses me off the most is when they try to pretend like this is going to be helpful or relevant to the team or it's going to make them better, when every single person who has any sort of brain understands that, no, it's just a PR thing. It's just a marketing thing. They want to have him do his hands in the air. That's great. But it's not a football thing. It's not related to winning. And you see the team talking about that, too, when they ended up benching and then cutting Daniel Jones. There was a bunch of Giants players that were saying that. So it always annoys me. And this happens in baseball as well. It's not just football. But now that Drew Lock is playing, I actually think there's a little bit of offense on both sides. And if that's the case, the Cowboys are going to have to keep pace, possibly, with Drew Lock and the Giants. And Rico Dowdell might not get phased out. But I do wonder, the only way to have it happen is if he's getting 15-plus carries and allowing Cooper Rush to, I'm assuming dropping back 40 times, but allowing Cooper Rush to not have a pass rush that is very good for the Giants, just bearing down him on the whole game. So it's going to be very vital if the Cowboys have any chance of winning that Rico Dowdell is a factor. But he's kind of like running back 28, running back 30 range. There's the Raiders backs, likely Amir Abdullah. There's Kimani Vidal and Gus Edwards that have some viability with J.K. Dobbins out. And I also think the Commanders guys, whether it be Jerry McNichols or Chris Rodriguez, that has some utility. And at least in the case of Amir Abdullah, and I'll risk it with Kimani Vidal, I'll play both those guys over Rico Dowdell this week.
I'll disagree. I'll go the other side. We'll see who's right when we talk next Friday about this. He is our guy, Joe Bartel, fantasy football for RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. I've been stuck with CJ Stroud all year thinking he was going to have a big year. That didn't work out. But Nico Collins is back. Tank Dell is starting to look like Tank Dell of last year, and they get the Jaguars this week. I think I'm good this week, right?
Yeah.
Way to convince
maybe.
Me. Boy, way to help. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I wish I could give you more confidence because I was right there with you. We have a really high stakes league at RotoWire, at least within the office, and it's effectively a steak dinner paid out at one of the better steak places in Madison, Wisconsin. And it effectively ends up being like a $400 budget that one of your buddies or coworkers pays for you or vice versa. And I wrote about this in the article for recapping the auction draft that we did and said, CJ Stroud, I love him getting as effectively quarterback nine, and the price tag relative to Lamar Jackson's and Patrick Mahomes was great, and I was so giddy I got a steal. And he's been easily one of the biggest disappointments, at least for what I was expecting for his performance this year. I don't really think it was because Nico was injured or because Stephon Diggs was injured or that Tank Dell hasn't been very good. The scheme, and Bobby Slowick was one of those guys that was talked about on the same level as Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Lions, that was going to be a next guaranteed head coach. And boy, this has been an eye-opener, I would imagine, for a lot of folks who are kind of anticipating that. He has completely fallen off, and I think it's the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coordinator hierarchy, and that's why I have some reservations. Now, I was pausing. Stroud as a quarterback 15 is totally fine, but I would rather have Sam Darnold for the Vikings.
He's my backup. He's my backup. I haven't played him once all year.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. For a while, I was playing Anthony Richardson early in the season over Sam Darnold. That certainly didn't look good, but I would rather have Sam Darnold. I'd rather have Matthew Stafford. I think there's probably a possibility for Kirk Cousins against the Chargers. That one's a little bit tough. So, look, when we're talking about these guys, it's already the fringe quarterback one conversation. And I need to see a couple weeks, especially in leagues where interceptions and fumbles matter, where Stroud doesn't make those plays. He's excellent. I think back to that Packer game. Every single throw I felt like was on point. It was the Texans guys that were just dropping it. Like, that was not on C.J. Stroud. But the point of the matter was that offense wasn't very good. And we've seen that the entire year. I don't know if it's a scheme thing or defenses have figured it out or there's a sophomore regression of sorts for Stroud. All of that can be true in one instance, and you get what has occurred this season with the Texans offense.
We were all hot to trot for Jaden Daniels. We were all on board. Boy, what a steal. Looky, looky, looky. Now, are we still hot to trot for Jaden Daniels in fantasy?
No, and I would have been the one pushing back on that to begin with. It's that the Commanders had a cupcake schedule, for most of the season, and teams didn't really know how to cover him. And I thought you could kind of figure that out off of LSU tape and even that one preseason throw thing, that one preseason throw Jaden Daniels had out. It's a slot fade to Terry McLaurin, and it's a 60-yard play, and it was in the air as a rope. He throws that really well. I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels is a bad quarterback by any means, but if you take away that one throw, which we have now seen three separate defenses effectively do by bottling up Terry McLaurin, the Commanders' offense looks completely defunct. You would assume you could kind of make a change or adjust to the defense adjusting. That's not what Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator for the Commanders, does. He didn't do that for the Cardinals. I didn't really think he did it for USC last year either, and I understand Caleb Williams liked him a lot, but I think Cliff Kingsbury is kind of one of those worse or lesser coordinators in the league, and then he did well. This season was more that he had a good scheme to start, hasn't made adjustments yet. Now, Brian Robinson possibly out, Austin Ekeler more than likely out. That makes things even worse for the Commanders' offense. So the only issue I have, and it's just a PSA for a lot of folks, we had Bi-Mageddon Part 1 with six teams on bye last week. We have Bi-Mageddon Part 2 next week. Commanders are part of that group. The Colts, Ravens, also in that factoring. If you could trade Jaden Daniels and get something like a Kirk Cousins and a running back two-piece back, I would gladly do that because you're talking about now 2 weeks in which I'd say, well, he's fine but not great, and you might be able to capitalize on the name brand value as it is. Let's do the same thing, though. We can run back the tape in 4 weeks. Let's not get over-aggressive about Bo Nix, too. It's the same exact concept. The Broncos are just dunking on really dumb and bad teams, just like the Commanders were doing earlier this year. I do not want us in the industry, you and I, whoever else, to talk about these rookie quarterbacks like we did rookie year Mac Jones. Because we knew Mac Jones wasn't all that good. They were kind of scripting things for him. Yeah, he was making some plays. He was a bit of a game manager. Bo Nix is a bit better than that. But we have 3 years later, he's the backup for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, let's just pump the brakes and anointing these rookie quarterbacks and making them seem like they're completely in the level. C.J. Stroud was different last year. You could tell Stroud was special. He made that team way better than it was supposed to be. Bo Nix? No. Jaden Daniels? I'm not quite there yet.
Joe Bartel, Fantasy Football for RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. If you have a call or you want to throw a text our way and ask him, you can. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. Jim and Racine, you're on next with Joe Bartel. What's up, Jim?
How you doing? Standard scoring league. I need to win out to make the playoffs. Which tight end do I start? Hockenson, Otten, or Jonnu Smith? And I'm leaning Jonnu Smith.
Oh, man.
I am too. That's a good problem to have. So I think Hockenson will be totally fine this week, and you can even have instances where Kay Otten is too. But I would assume, I don't know if it's been reported yet, but the Packers, Edgerrin Cooper and another linebacker, are they both out?
No, McDuffie is questionable. Cooper is out. Jair is out.
Yeah, and we knew Jair can't ever play a big game. I'll be very curious. I don't know if you guys – do you think he's on the team next year?
Yes.
Jair Alexander?
Yes,
you do. Okay. I would like that. I think he makes the team better, but Gutekunst does some interesting things. To the question itself, I would go with Jonnu Smith as well. I think the linebackers being out, I think Jonnu Smith being out, that's a bigger deal. And I kind of think – and I know Tua's record in cold weather, I understand all that – I think it's going to be whoever has the ball last wins type of deal. I don't know a way in which the Packers defense shuts down Devon Achan, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Jonnu Smith. That's just too many pieces. Even for a coordinator, I think is obviously much better than Joe Barry and Jeff Hafley. It's going to be a tough spot. So I would play Jonnu Smith as well.
I kick myself. I had Jonnu Smith picked up like 4 weeks ago because of a bye, and then I threw him right back in. I should have kept him. That was stupid.
That was during Tua being injured, so I don't really blame you. I mean, it was hard to understand what that offense would look like with a not top 70 or 76 quarterback and whatever they were trotting out week to week.
Next caller, Jay in Greenfield. You're next with Joe Bartel of RotoWire. What's your fancy football question?
Tight end here, Evan Engram. Do I start him over Will Dissly? Seems like Trevor Lawrence is going to play, but Engram has been a shell of himself and touchdown dependent, so is Dissly. So which one do I start this week in week 13?
All right, what do you say, Joe?
Yeah, I have Evan Engram ranked 11 and Will Dissly ranked 12. So I guess by default, if I'm going up my rankings, I'm having Evan Engram over Dissly. But I kind of feel like I'm changing that more that we have news that J.K. Dobbins will not play. I didn't think he was going to play anyway, but you watched that offense in that second half against the Ravens on Monday night. They looked like a shell of themselves, the Chargers overall. That's the benefit of Dissly, though, because if you're going to try to pass the ball more, and I think they'll have to, it certainly can't be Quentin Johnston, who seems to drop every pass thrown to him.
Right.
Josh Palmer can't get separation. So by default, it's Ladd McConkey, it's Will Dissly in a full-point PPR format. The idea is quite obvious to me. I think Dissly just gets a few more targets and has gotten six or more, I think, in four of the past five games prior to that. Evan Engram with Trevor Lawrence does matter, and is obviously with Christian Kirk out rest of season, that one's there's going to be more volume towards Evan Ingram's direction. I agree. It sounds like Lawrence is going to play. I don't really know why Jacksonville would do that, frankly. They have him on a massive deal. They are the number one overall team in terms of draft status right now, and if you have Mac Jones, you can basically solidify that you're going to be the number one overall pick playing quarterback. So I'm kind of interested in the idea that maybe Jacksonville ends up benching Lawrence, but we're doing this on a Wednesday. We'll find more information out. I think right now, by default, is Engram.
Engram is the pick. Jay, thanks for the call. Thanks for everybody for participating as well. And again, we do this each and every Friday. We're doing a little bit earlier this week. Because obviously there's going to be game three on Thanksgiving. There's going to be another game on Friday as well. So we wanted to make sure everybody had their chance to get their fancy football questions in. Normally Fridays at 4 o'clock if you want to participate again next week. Joe Bartel, Fantasy Football, RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. And you also have your radio show too you should promote.
Yeah, SiriusXM channel 87, 8:10 p.m. Eastern on Friday. My co-host and I, Mario Puig, get you set for all the games. I won't be on this Friday. My voice will likely not be recovered after hopefully cheering on a Packer win Thursday. But moving forward, rest of the winter at least, I'll be on every Friday and a few select Tuesdays and Thursdays as we round out the rest of the regular season for the NFL. Channel 87.
Sounds good. Joe, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.